Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen
and Christina,
and we are your hosts for this podcast, which is called.
Start over.
I feel like Bird from Parks and Recreation.
Oh my God.
Okay, and this is Novelas con Cafecito. Today we're talking about episode what?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because you didn't say it. You were taking too long, so I said it. I don't know.
My bad. I thought you usually said it. Do I? I couldn't remember.
I do, but I was tired of it. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, we can switch it up, Carmen. This is our podcast.
No, it's fine. So. I know, but.
And today, we're talking about Teresa.
Well, okay, yeah, I was going to say episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 38, right? 38? Oh, why are we so bad at this today? What is happening?
Just let me say it, damn it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have. See, this is why next time we're going to practice ahead of time, because we're a mess.
But we never do.
I know. Okay, whatever. We're talking about Teresa, episodes 38, 39, 40, and 41?
Yeah, you could have just said 38 through 41.
Because I was trying to like remember which ones.
Oh, okay. You're being overly descriptive again.
My bad. So yeah, episodes 38 through 41 of Teresa.
Do you have an overall summary? No, huh?
I have one of episode 38 and then I watched 40, but not overall. I mean, I feel like nothing much happens. I feel like
the overall summary is that Mariano is still not over Teresa. Teresa is continuing and moving on with her relationship with Profe as everyone else struggles to accept it.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. So the Profe and Teresa's relationship grows and flourishes. They become engaged and nobody in their lives wants it to happen at all. And they're all mad and arguing.
Yeah.
Except for Luisa, yeah. So, okay. So for episode 38, for my summary, I wrote, everyone is reeling over the fight between the Profe and Mariano, which I don't remember you talking about in episode 37.
Yes, it's how it ended.
Oh, okay.
Because Profe was supposed to meet them at the hospital, but then he ended up dropping Luisa off. And so he was like, I'll meet you later. And so he's walking to La Vecindad as Mariano's leaving Teresa's house that Teresa's refusing to let him in to check on Doña Refugio. Mm-hmm. And so he's leaving all mad. And as he's leaving, Profe's walking in. And then he's like, oh, Mariano. And then Mariano just walks up to him and punches him.
Okay, you're right. I just thought he punched him and I thought that was over with. I didn't know they were going to actually fight because it just starts off like if it had ended with them fighting.
Yeah.
So yeah, everyone is reeling over the fight between the Profe and Mariano. Oh, also, I need to add that I couldn't find this episode in Spanish. So yeah. I watched it in, it said it's dubbed in Brazilian, which I thought that wasn't a language.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been Portuguese?
Right.
Or do they speak something else over there?
I thought they spoke Portuguese and then it said dubbed in Brazilian. And so I was like, am I dumb? And there's been Brazilian language this whole time? Or did they mean Portuguese?
Weird, yeah.
So I think it was Portuguese, though, because I've heard other people speak Portuguese, like in 90 Day Fiancé, and sometimes I understand what they're saying. Like some words are the same as Spanish.
Yeah. Oh, let's do a disclaimer. The only full Spanish episode that we could see for this recap was 41. So,
yeah. YouTube played us. Yeah. YouTube let us down. We were bamboozled by YouTube.
Yeah, we're not going to pay for Univision now because no.
No, not yet. I wonder if in Univision now is like Netflix where you can have two different account holders. I mean, one account holder with different profiles. I don't know. I wonder. Oh, I feel like it wouldn't because I don't know why. Okay, so anyway. So yeah, it was kind of hard to follow along with this episode. So yeah, everyone's reeling over the fight between the Profe Mariano. Everyone's arguing about it with each other. The Profe professes his love for Teresa to Refugio, and then she's just really annoying and mean to him. So yeah, this episode starts off with them fighting. The whole vecindad comes and separates them. And then once they do, and they separate them and Profe leaves, Mariano's like bawling his eyes out and his dad is consoling him. I don't really know what was said other than I think he said something like there's other women out there or someone will love you again. I don't know. Something like that. She was a horrible bitch anyway. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that. Yeah, he's just hugging him and Mariano's crying. Teresa and Refugio are arguing about something. Probably Mariano. And then the Profe walks in and I don't know what they're arguing about because they don't know that they got into a fight at this point. So I'm not sure, but probably. It's probably that. Yeah, he comes in. He's all like beat up and bloody. And I don't know who wins the fight. It wasn't very clear because they were just punching each other and then they got separated. So I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Mariano would have won because you know how he's a street fighter.
Yeah, he has a lot of experience too. He's always fighting.
He has a natural, what is that called? Is it called propensity or just for fighting? Is that right?
You know that word? It sounds like a word I've heard, but I don't know.
Anyway. Profe's like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. And this part it was funny. It was in Spanish. Oh, I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. But basically, I mean, it wasn't in Spanish. I understood it is what I meant to say. But the Profe walks in and he's like, what the hell is wrong with Mariano? I don't know exactly what Aurora said. Do you know, did this happen in episode 37? Because for some reason, Teresa says this is just a misunderstanding from a comment that Aurora made. Oh, is it because she mentions... But she wasn't even there when the vacation thing was mentioned, right? The Cancun thing that we talked about last episode?
Yes. Yes, she was. She was sitting with Aurora gets there. And this is how the whole freak out happens in the first place. Because Doña Juana says, I think Doña Juana is the one who says, Aurora says Luisa's leaving
to Cancun. Okay.
And Humberto overheard it.
Mm-hmm. And then he jumps to conclusions for no damn reason. So yeah, so then Teresa's like, this is just a misunderstanding from a comment that Aurora made. And then Juana walks out to kind of like tell Mariano, what the hell's wrong with you? And then this part, it was the same as Spanish because Mariano's like, ese señor está zafado or whatever he says. I don't know what he says because he doesn't say his name. O profesor, maybe.
El licenciado.
Maybe. Is that what he calls him?
No. I don't know.
Whatever, but he calls him a zafado. And then, yeah, Juana's just like, what is wrong with you guys? You blew this whole thing out of proportion. Like, that's not even what's going on. Humberto, I think, steps in. I can't remember. Juana either slaps Mariano or Humberto. I'm not sure.
Oh, what? I would enjoy both of those, honestly.
I think it's Humberto because I wrote Humberto tries to defend himself for jumping to conclusions. And Juana's like, I'm tired of your fucking bullshit. And she slaps him. Slaps in Portuguese.
Not Spanish.
Yeah. This whole news, I guess, makes Refugio freak out. And then she like is clutching, you know, she's always like clutching her.
Oh, my heart.
Her chest. And then Aurora calls her dad, and then I don't know, she just wants to know if Refugio needs to be readmitted, and he's like, no, she's fine, because she's probably exaggerating. Yeah. I really think, because I feel like the same thing that's going on in this episode is going on in episode 40, like, Refugio's freaking out about Teresa and the Profe. And
it really feels like it's all the same.
Worried about it. Yeah.
So, honestly, we could probably just skip a bunch of stuff here.
We can. Like, the main things that happened, I already mentioned. Like, basically, everyone just really know where to fight. So let me just skip over then to where Teresa, no. Oh, okay. At one point, I don't think Teresa and Profe had told each other, like, that they loved, that they, like, I love you. Like, they haven't said that. So the Profe says that to her at one point, and then there's, like, music.
Oh,
like,
okay. Dun, dun.
They do show Luisa and Fernando in Cancun, but really nothing important is happening there other than Luisa is trying to act like Fernando is not into her or not like flirting with her. And she just wants to get it to work. And he's like, chill. That's really it.
Chill. Yeah.
Also, I think this is when Teresa asked Juana to go live with her.
Like when the whole freak out happens, that Humberto exaggerates everything.
Uh-huh.
During that is when they're like, oh, well, Juana was going to come stay over while Luisa was gone, right? Like, we had already planned this. And Juana's yeah. They do that okay. In front of Refugio, so she calms the F down.
It's just so annoying. It's like, who cares if she's alone with a man? Like, she's like, oh, my God, I just can't.
Stop, Refugio. Just let, I don't know.
She's really annoying in these, what is it, five episodes?
Yeah.
So I'm just looking for my notes when the Profe confesses his love to Refugio. Oh, another thing that does happen that I wanted to talk shit about was Mariano. So he is at his apartment and Aurora walks over there like to check in on him. And then she like helps him with his injuries, like his little bruising, I don't know, whatever. And at one point, he yells at her.
How dare he? This isn't the first time either. 41, it happens again.
He yells at her about Teresa.
Yeah.
And then, like, after he yells at her, he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, it's just, you know, how I feel or whatever. And it's like, it's not, like, that's not a reason to yell at someone. Especially not Angelic Aurora, who is just trying to be supportive and be there for him.
Yeah, especially not sweet Angelic. Sweet, sweet Aurora.
And it's not her fault that happened at all.
Honestly, Aurora would have been better off just, like, saying, you know what, F you too, and just, like, moved on with her own life.
I agree. And that's, like, she deserves someone better than him who's going to snap and blame her for his feelings and then yell at her for no reason.
Yeah.
So, the Profe basically is just telling Refugio that he loves Teresa. And then Refugio, it's like, at this point, you got to let the Mariano thing go, right? But no.
Yeah, let it go.
Basically, she tells, and it's like, maybe you feel this way, but it's so rude to tell. It's rude for her to tell the Profe this. She's like, she tells him, Teresa doesn't love you. She'll always love Mariano. Ellos se han querido desde la infancia. And it's like,
yikes.
And he's like being, you know, respectful throughout all this. And he's like, maybe she felt that way before, but not anymore. I'm going to respect her, blah, blah, blah. And if he just doesn't budge, and then finally he like yells at her.
Oh, really?
Which maybe like I feel like it's supposed to be seen as a red flag for his anger issues, which I think he does have later on. Because we know they're not going to have a healthy relationship, right? Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Yeah,
I do. I don't know why it's like that. Do you remember? Do you?
Do you? Do you remember?
Do you remember though?
do you?
No, but do you? So I think it's supposed to be seen as a red flag because it feels like taken aback. And then later on, like in episode 40, she brings it up. She doesn't bring that up, but she tells Juana, she's like, I just get a bad feeling about him. Like, and I think that's what she's referencing, like maybe her intuition about, I don't know how we blew up at her, but I would have blown up at her too. I mean, like, bitch, let it fucking go. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. Although Refugio is right.
She's right, but who cares if she's right? You don't tell.
Yeah, Teresa has made her choice. Like,
exactly. Yeah. It's like you can't just keep bringing the same thing up over and over and over again, especially not to her fiance. Well, I mean, at this point, they're not engaged yet, but like you wouldn't know that. Like, it's like, even if you're hung up on your daughter's ex, you don't tell her current partner that. Like, that's weird.
No, you're right.
So he yells at her, then he apologizes, and she still doesn't let go. She's like, I think the Profe's like, well, we're going to be happy. And then if he's like, we'll see. Like, what is wrong with her?
You won't, but okay.
And then they show Juana packing. And then Refugio asks, because the profe tells her that they're waiting till Teresa graduates. So I don't know if a lot of time spans between this and the next episodes, or they just decide to rush into it and not wait until she graduates. Do you know?
To get married or to get engaged?
They're supposed to. Oh, no, I guess till she gets married. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, I thought they were waiting till she graduated to become engaged, because supposedly they're like saying that she won't be his student anymore.
Oh, I don't think a lot of time I don't know how much time passes, to be honest, because I'm 41.
But I don't think a lot of time does pass.
Yeah, because she's still in school, but she doesn't have to do any of her final exams because she's did so well in class that she just doesn't have to be present, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a thing, I guess.
I guess. Never heard of that. I never did that well, I guess. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it.
Didn't you have like a nice GPA?
I mean, yeah, but not nice enough to not take finals.
I don't think it's a thing. It's not a thing.
I know. So, Refugio and Armando are arguing and fighting this whole time because for some reason, Refugio blames, at least that's what I understood. I guess she probably doesn't, but I didn't know what was going on. But it seemed like she was blaming him for Profe Mariano fighting, or for Teresa choosing the profe. I think that's probably it.
She's blaming Armando for this?
Yeah. And then at one point, she tells him that Teresa's always been his preferida, and which we knew that.
True. Yeah, yeah, we all know that.
So, I mean, nothing else really happens. At one point, Teresa and Refugio are arguing, and Refugio tells Teresa to stop being a hypocrite, and then tells her about how she's marrying for money. And Teresa's like, whatever. And then she's like, Mariano es mi presente y el profe. What she call him? El profe? She doesn't say that. See, I don't even know what anybody else calls him.
El licenciado?
What does Teresa call him?
I'm guessing it's el profesor.
She says, Mariano es mi pasado y el profesor es mi futuro. And it's just funny. We see Johnny, and it's like pointless because he's just some girl is flirting with him. And then it's funny. It turns out to be his boss's daughter. So his boss is pissed.
Yeah.
When she sees him flirting with him.
It's the boss's granddaughter.
What did I say? Daughter?
Daughter. I thought it was a daughter for a long time too, but it's granddaughter.
I guess that makes sense because he's old.
And this flourishes into a relationship, and I have questions.
Why? How old is she? Is that your question?
Well, she's still in school because she's waiting for the school bus.
Oh, God. And Johnny.
And so okay. I'm wondering if Johnny was Rosita's age at the time,
he would still be over age at this point.
He still would be at least 18, almost 19 now.
That's
and
what I
was in high school.
Is it clear that she's in high school? Could she be going to a college?
She's waiting for a school bus and she has a uniform. You don't do that in college.
Okay, so at first we were questioning whether we could say Johnny was gross or not, but now we can't say it because we know he's an adult at this point. At least 4 or 5 years have passed since he was 15.
Mm-hmm. If he was 15 at the time.
Yeah, if not, he's even older and gross.
Yeah, gross.
So I think that's really it. It ends with Profe asking Teresa something. Who knows what it was?
And then, you don't know what?
No. And then they start making out. And as Profe and Teresa are making out, Aurora and Mariano are like turning into the street and they see them.
This is where 39 begins. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And yeah, so it ends here. And at this point, people don't actually know they're together, right? Other than Teresa's parents and Juana.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Okay. So this makes sense why they're so shocked.
Yes. Yeah. So, and that's where it ends. Mm-hmm. Okay. So unfortunately, I could only find a five minute clip.
I'm telling you, YouTube.
Episode 39. Thanks YouTube, and because everything else is blocked in this country,
probably Televisa getting their shit off of YouTube, so it's probably we can blame them.
Not Univision, Televisa.
Oh my bad, this is an Univision novela, isn't it?
No, it's on Univision now, but it was a Televisan presenta novela. But it's on Univision now.
Well, isn't Televisa, because Televisa is only in Mexico, and Televisa, I think their stuff is Univision here, because then Telemundo is separate.
Yeah.
And they don't play the same ones. What was the other chat? Because remember there was Televisa and then there was another one in Mexico and I don't remember what it's called anymore. Okay, but Tevasteca. Go on. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So like I was saying, I could only find a 5-minute clip in Spanish. Not even like a dubbed one that was full. Like Carmen was able to find. So I only saw 5 minutes of this. But in these 5 minutes, it starts out with, Mariano and Aurora turning the corner and then they see Profe and Teresa making out, just full making out in the street, like, get a room anyway. And then Mariano's like, what the heck? And he's like, ready to put his bag down, throw hands. Aurora's like, no, stop. Stop it. You can't get in any more fights. She's not with you anymore. Like, there's nothing you can do about this. She manages to pull him away a little bit. And then while that is happening, it cuts to Profe and Teresa. And then she's like, okay, ya para, like, stop. Because the people are going to see us. Like, yeah, they're going to fucking, they already saw you. Yeah. And then it goes back to Mariano and Aurora. And she's like, we're not going back to La Vecindad until you calm down. And then Mariano's like yelling, like, I'm never going to calm down. Like, did you know about this? Mariano. You knew about this. Didn't you? You didn't tell me you knew. Like, he's just yelling at Aurora. And she's like, no, I didn't know. Like, calm your kids.
Why does Aurora put up with this? I'd be like, you want to fight? Go fucking fight. Like, ruin your fucking life over a dumbass bitch. Like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is supposed to be a professional man now, right? He's old and he's a doctor. Like,
he's probably almost 30.
Yeah, you should have your shit together to not, like, be acting like this, right?
Yeah, you should have developed some healthier coping skills to manage your anger at this point in your life.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody has access to that. Okay, go on.
I mean, you're right.
But still, it's like, Mariano, stop it.
Yeah. Aurora's like, no, I had no idea. And then Mariano's like, she's just with them for money. She loves me. She's always going to love me. But she wants money. And then Aurora's like, that's not true. Teresa's not like that. But that's exactly what it is.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we see Armando and Refugio after that. And they're talking about, like, she's like, oh, we've never fought like that. So this must be what happened in 38, where they were fighting.
Okay, yeah, they're arguing the whole time. Oh, and I didn't mention this, but, and I didn't mention it because I don't know what the hell he said. But he must have said something really mean to, like, absolutely horrible to her, because they stop arguing and, like, dramatic as music plays. So, I don't know what he says.
He was probably like, it's your fault Rosita died.
Maybe.
I mean, we have no idea.
But how would that even, who knows what he said? But it warrants dramatic as music, so.
Yeah. So, they're just recovering from this fight. She's like, I can't believe that happened. Refugio's like, I just thought that after Rosita's death, we would all be closer. Armando's like, we are. And I'm like, Armando, you're not. What are you talking about?
No. I mean, he is closer with Teresa because they scheme against the Profe. Not against the Profe, but you know how he's known this whole time that the plan has been for her to get with the Profe.
Yeah, exactly. So they're closer for sure, yeah. Armando tells her she needs to accept that she's never getting back with Mariano and she's never moving in.
And that's true. She does need to accept that.
It is. She does, yeah. And that's all we see of that. And then at some point, we see Juana arriving with Profe and Teresa, and she's just admiring the house. It also showed Paolo meeting Fito and begging for drugs. And Fito's just laughing, like, you're so desperate, loser. And that's all I saw of.
Does it show Paolo? Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, because in episode 40, at one point, Teresa. Oh, let me just also preface episode 40 by saying I couldn't find a full. full length of this episode, and all I found was it mainly focused on Teresa and the Profe's storylines, but it did intertwine with the other characters, because the last one I watched like this, it was literally just them two talking about their relationship and making out and then saying we should tell them, no, we shouldn't tell them. And I was like, ugh. I know that people watch, or some people watch novelas for the steamy making out scenes, but like, this is enough. Like, it's over the top. And like, literally, why? It was, like, too much. But this episode, they interact with others more. And so, it's a little bit more.
It's not as bad.
Yeah. So in this episode, at one point, and also because of that, I don't really have a summary other than Teresa and the Profe officially announced their engagement to her family. And Mariano acts a fool.
That's about right, though, yeah.
Yeah. This starts off with Profe and Mariano arguing. Because I guess in last episode at one point, I don't know, because it looks like they're in La Vecindad in Mariano's apartment, which what? I don't know. I don't know where Profe's they're at. But that's what it looks like. Yeah. They're arguing. The Porfa says they need to talk about Teresa. Mariano's like, I have nothing to talk to you about or not, whatever. They go back and forth. And Mariano's like, Teresa's only with you for money. She loves me. And the Porfa's like, no, she loves me now. You need to leave her alone. And you need to accept that she moved on. And Mariano's like, I'll never move on. And then the Porfa's like, well, I'm going to propose today. And then that's when Mariano's like, what? And he's like, with his little heartbroken face. And then I think that scene just ends. I don't know who walked out or what. Like, it was weird if Profe was actually in his apartment. Like, I don't know.
he had been saying for a few episodes now that he wanted to talk to Mariano. So this must be why.
Okay, so he probably went over there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows Juana and Teresa talking. And this is what I was mentioning just before I started talking about this whole episode. But Teresa tells Juana that at some point, Paulo confessed to Teresa that he's still in love with her. And we didn't see this because last episode, like you said, you only found 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
So, but it must have happened last episode. And then Juana tells her that, and I think this is, again, some kind of foreshadowing about the Profe's jealousy and control issues that are going to happen in the future. Juana tells her she needs to be careful because the Profe is an older man and he might be jealous that all these guys are into Teresa, because Juana's like a little like, why the hell would Paulo confess his love to you now? And then Teresa's like, I don't know. You just, you know how guys react to me. Lo que provoco los hombres. Like, okay. And that's when Juana's like, well, you
okay, Teresa.
Yeah. Juana's like, you should be careful with that because the Profe might be jealous. And then Teresa's like, whatever. So we see Profe talking to Refugio. And this is when he tells her that they picked a date for their wedding and that he gave her an engagement ring already. And Refugio, of course, I don't know. I feel like at this point, she's just playing the sick card. As soon as she says this, she like clutches her heart. She's like,
and of course she does.
She's like, what's wrong? Do you need help? She's like, no. But then she's like, it's not my health. It's these news.
Oh, wow.
It's like, wow.
Wow.
Like, there's no reason that you can feel the way that you feel. But like, why do you have to show that to him? Like, that's just mean.
Yeah.
And then, she's like, nothing's going to help me feel better because these are horrible news. And she's just being annoying, going on and on about the same shit. And then the Profe, basically, he's like, okay, well, we want you guys to support us. And we didn't want to, like, get engaged without your approval, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, can we come and have dinner with you guys, blah, 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 whatever. And she's being, like, annoying, but she says, yeah, you can come with Teresa, whatever. And then as soon as he leaves, she starts crying to La Virgen. So annoying.
She's not gonna help you.
If she wanted to help you, she would have helped already.
She's like, whatever, I don't care about this.
She's like, this is a non-issue, there's bigger things going on right now.
Just stop talking to me if we go fuck.
I know. And so then we see Teresa shopping for yarn with Juana, like to get a gift for Refugio to kind of help her with these horrible news at dinner time. And then Luisa calls Teresa. And I'm guessing at one point they had, Luisa and Teresa had a conversation about Fernando being flirty with Teresa. I mean, with Luisa. Well, he will be flirty with Teresa later.
He will be, yeah.
But I meant to say being flirty with Luisa and like wanting, I don't know, to have a relationship with her. And then Teresa tells her to like go for it. And Luisa's like being reserved. And then Teresa's like, no, go for it. Like, don't be nervous, blah, blah. So that's okay. That conversation. And I mean, I think the only reason this is important is because Teresa will later try to get with Fernando while she's advising Luisa, like, to have a relationship with him.
Yeah, so I don't understand the timeline of it, but I know at some point Fernando is, like, really looking like he's into Teresa and Profe is, like, jealous AF.
Yeah, yeah. It happens later.
Yeah.
And then while they're at the shop and they hang up on the phone. Teresa starts talking about not wanting Luisa to live with her and the Profe. And Juana looks a little weirded out by Teresa's comments. Like, you know, like when Teresa will say something horrible, but then and Juana's like, what the hell? It's like that kind of face.
So Teresa's saying she doesn't want Luisa to live there?
Yeah. And then she says,
but doesn't Luisa have an apartment though?
I thought she did. I don't know what happened with that apartment. But she basically says, she makes it seem like Luisa is living at home. So I don't know what happened with the apartment. And then she's like, oh, if Luisa gets married, then she won't be there anymore. And then that's when Juana's like, what is wrong with you, basically? Huh. And so it, yeah. she makes it seem like she's going to try to, or the reason she's encouraging Luisa to try things out with Fernando is so that she'll move out and she won't be at home, basically.
Yeah.
Which is what weirds Juana out. So after this, the Fernando, oh my God, do you hear me?
Yes.
Fernando and the profe are talking on the phone, and the profe just tells him that he got a ring for Teresa and they picked a wedding date, blah, blah, blah. We're at the dinner with Teresa's parents. Refugio, again, continues to be annoying. And had to be downer during the dinner. And even in front of her, Armando apologizes. I'm like, how embarrassing that someone has to apologize for your behavior, like, in front of you.
Yeah.
Another thing that's funny is, like, they bring the fanciest food possible for, like, to eat at the dinner. Like, freaking snails. I forgot what that's called. Like,
what? No way.
Yeah. And then I don't know
what it's called either.
Yeah, because I'm not fancy, but.
Yeah.
They, like, bring snails, and they don't have the right, like, dishware. Of course, they don't have the right dishware to eat the snails. And then they brought wine, and Refugio's parents don't even have wine glasses.
Teresa's parents.
What did I say? Oh, my God.
Refugio. You said Refugio's
Something
parents.
Something is wrong with me today. Teresa's parents don't have the right dishware, and then Refugio's like, nosotros somos humildes, you know, her whole thing.
Yeah. We are a humble people. We don't have wine cups, glasses, whatever, and snail dishes.
Snailware.
Yeah.
And then Teresa looks embarrassed, and then Prophet's like, no, it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter.
Teresa should have known.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I was, look at our parents, for example, they wouldn't even try anything, especially mommy, wouldn't try anything other than Mexican food.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not going to bring snails. I don't.
I'm not going to bring fucking snails.
For them to eat. Like, that's weird.
Mommy, like, literally just tried wine like a year ago.
Yeah. So it's like, read the room, know your people. Why would you bring this kind of meal?
Should have brought some tacos.
Tacos de la esquina.
Yeah, shit.
When Refugio says, like, oh, somos gente humilde, blah, 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 Teresa's like, please, let's just have a nice dinner, please.
Please don't start with your speech.
Basically, yeah. Another part that was funny at the dinner, Armando is talking about how Teresa is, what is this that saying? Luce mis ojos, whatever.
Like the, I don't know.
That's what he says, I think. Luz
light in my eyes. Is that a thing in English?
Yeah. I don't know.
Me neither.
But yeah. She's like, cuídala muy bien, es muy especial, es la luz de mis ojos, y aunque tiene su carácter, es una buena persona. So I just thought it's funny that he's not. Like, despite her character, so he knows how.
Even though she's the worst, she's a great person. Even though she fucking sucks.
She's a great person. They're having their dinner, and then Aurora knocks at the door, and I don't know why she's there. I think at some point, and it was not clear to me because, like, I haven't been able to watch episodes that make sense. But yeah. Teresa was surprised to see her. I don't know if they had plans or something, because Aurora says that she went to the profe's house, and that they told her the profe and Teresa were at her parents, so she came there. I don't know. But they look surprised to see her. And then Teresa's like, oh, we're just celebrating our engagement. And then Aurora's like, what?
Engagement?
Well, and what? She's like, you guys are engaged? And then
you,
like,
guys are together?
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, yeah, I told you, remember? Yeah, she did. And then Aurora's like, no, you didn't tell me. And then Teresa's like, yeah, I left you voicemail, but.
He's like, this I don't have a message. Wasn't enough.
Aww. Yeah, that's what she says. So I don't know exactly what happened there. And Adelina's like, you didn't call me. I don't have a missed call from you. I don't have any voicemails. And then
she's like, just trying to make shit up. She thought Aurora was going to go along with it.
Yeah, she did. And Adelina's like, nope. And so wrong. Then basically, yeah, they invite Aurora to stay with them and celebrate with them. So then they're all eating. And Refugio and Juana are talking about marriage. I don't know. Marriage advice, commitment, blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking about a church wedding. And then Teresa was like, oh, no, we're just going to get married on civil for now. And then Refugio was like, ¿qué? Blows the fuck up for no reason. ¿Qué?
Oh, my God.
And then Teresa was like, yeah, you know, church weddings are so hard to plan, blah, blah, blah. So we're just going to get married on civil first. And Refugio was like, we're Catholic. Having a fit.
We're Catholic. And
Teresa was like, chill, we are going to, just not right now. But I think... Because at the end of this episode, or this clip, whatever, the profe, you know those, I don't know how often you've been to Catholic weddings. I know we went like as kids, but you don't pay attention, you know?
I think like two as an adult.
Oh, okay. You know when they're up there at the podium, whatever it's called, and they wrap something around the couple?
Yeah.
So the profe pulls out the one his parents used.
Oh.
Like a lasso? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what it's called because I'm a heathen. Heathen?
Yeah, we're heathens in this podcast. So he pulls out the lasso that his parents used. And he's like, my parents wanted me to use this and I want us to get married at the church on the same day that we get married at CV. So I think Teresa's the one who didn't, but she's trying to make it seem like it was a profe. But I think it's her that didn't want to get married by the church because, like, for a lot of people, the church marriage or church wedding holds a lot more value, right? Because, like, it's for life and nothing. Like, you can't get divorced in Catholic.
Yeah.
You have to petition the Vatican.
Probably thinks that, like, it's not real because it's just al civil. So
yeah, yeah.
She can continue loving Mariano.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how it ends. But I did want to mention another thing that happens while they're at dinner. Aurora says she needs to leave, blah, blah, blah. The profe walks her out to her car. And while the profe is gone from Teresa's apartment, drunk as Mariano.
Okay, yeah.
Knocks at the door and he's like, Teresa, Teresa, come out. I love you. I know you love me. Remember so about Cuernavaca. I know, it's embarrassing.
Oh my God, like, he said, remember, oh God.
Yeah. Remember Cuernavaca. And then.
Let's remind our listeners in case they don't remember. In Cuernavaca, oh, okay. They did it.
Yes, they knocked the boots in Cuernavaca. Yeah, he's like, remember Cuernavaca, it is Mia. And first of all, let's not be possessive about this Mariano. Just because she had sex with you doesn't mean that you're. Or she's yours. People,
yeah. Just people don't own people. She gave you her virginity. Doesn't make her yours.
But
forever,
even like. That, right? Give
yeah
someone your virginity. Like we're not Puritans,
right? You don't. It's own a social because yeah.
So gross. He's just being gross. Yeah. And he's like, it is Mia, and then Refugio. Of course, I'm so over her. Like sometimes I'm like on her side about Teresa. Rarely, you know, or yeah. I don't know, whatever. Sometimes I do feel like we talk a lot of shit about Teresa, right? And I don't want that to make it seem like I'm on anyone's side because I really think everyone's just really shitty.
Shit about Refugio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't want people to think that I'm like pro Refugio. She's a horrible mother.
We also don't like her.
Yeah. And I also like, I don't like Mariano either. He's the epitome of machismo.
I only like Aurora. Yeah.
I like Juana too. She's cool.
Yeah.
She's annoying sometimes though with her tocame, tocame, whatever the hell she says.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's like, it is me. And then Refugio is like, what does it mean? What does it mean by that? What does it mean? And
Teresa's like, Refugio, you know what it means. Don't be dumb.
Yeah. But then she's like, who cares? He's drunk. Why are you even listening to him? Which, yeah. Then Arturo goes out to calm Mariano down. And then Refugio's still freaking out inside about what he meant.
Wait, who calms him down?
Arturo. Oh my God. Armando,
that makes more sense.
I'm so sorry. No, this whole time the prof is gone. He's outside with Aurora. But like, you know how you walk a good distance and up the stairs before you get to Teresa's place? So he's like not hearing any of this. Yeah, Armando goes outside to call Mariano down. And Refugio is inside talking to Juana. And she's like mad about what does that mean? Blah, blah, blah. And then Juana's like, why are you even paying attention to a drunk's words? Like he's drunk. He doesn't know what he's saying. And then she's like, and basically she tells her, you need to let the shit go. Like, stop it. just,
yeah,
like Teresa has moved on. She is trying to make her life with someone new. I need to accept it. And if he's like, I just don't have a good feeling about this. And it's like, okay, why didn't you just say that in the first place instead of going on and on and on about Mariano? Like, let it go, Mariano. That's over with.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she just says she doesn't think she'll be happy with the profe, which in the end, she's not.
Yeah.
They have a horrible marriage. Mm-hmm. And yeah, after this, it shows the profe telling her about the lasso thing and that he wants to get married at the church. And it does show after that, before it ends, it shows Juana talking to Teresa about getting married at the church. And Teresa doesn't seem excited because, I mean, we know why she's not. And then Juana talks about, yeah, oh, but now that you're having a church wedding, I can design a different dress for you. And that's where it ends, something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, that was 39, right? Or 40? 40.
That was 40. 40.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. I forgot because I only saw 5 minutes of 39.
Yeah.
Okay, so 41. I was wondering what... Huh?
That was a full-length episode that you found?
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. But I'm going to just go over important parts, not the full breakdown of it. It really wasn't that eventful either. So it starts out with Teresa like hugging the bear and rehearing Mariano's words.
I just remembered when Juana is talking with Teresa about the church and the dress she's going to design, the bear is in the bed. And then Teresa's like, what's this doing here? And then Juana's like, oh, well, I know how much you love that bear, so I brought it for you.
Oh, Juana had it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was like thrown in the garbage at some point by Teresa.
I thought she threw it away too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's holding or hugging this bear and she's rehearing Mariano's words that are like, you're never gonna be happy with profe. You're always gonna love me. You're gonna regret this forever. Like, and so she's just hearing that. And then suddenly it goes over to Aurora talking with her dad, and she's telling her dad that she's gonna pursue Mariano and she just wanted him to know. And he's supportive, but he's like, just be careful.
Wait till you see who Mariano ends up dating.
Is it Aida?
Oh, you remembered?
Vaguely, but not fully. But I sort of remember this sort of happens. And I'm like, how and why? Whatever. Let's not get into it because I don't want to spoil things for myself more.
Yeah.
So then that's important because, you know, Aurora's like finally going to pursue Mariano fully, right? And then we also see Luisa calling Teresa, and something must have happened in these past few episodes between her and Fernando. I don't know what, because again, we didn't see
maybe they kissed
full episodes. But she's telling Teresa that she saw Fernando with another model, and she like freaked out, and now she's so embarrassed that she like caused the scene, apparently.
Oh.
And so Teresa's like, you have to be like cold now. Like you have to.
Oh, because Teresa's been like giving her advice about how to get with him basically this whole time. And then she probably just saw him like with some girl and then, I don't know, jumped to conclusions. But we do know that Fernando's like a mujeriego.
Yeah. A whore. No.
A slut.
Yeah.
He's a ladies man.
Yeah. And so that happens. And then at some point, Refugio and Armando have the same conversation again about how she needs to get over her, Teresa not living there anymore and being with Profe.
She just won't let it go.
No, she won't. She's like, Teresa just left because she's marrying a rich man.
And
the funny thing about this part is that Armando at some point, like, they're emptying Teresa's room and Armando's like, Refugio says something. And then Armando's like, wow, you make it sound like she was never happy here. She has good memories here. I'm like, no, she doesn't. Armando, she hated la vecindad. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I at some point she didn't always have this mentality, right?
Right, right.
She does have to have had
happy memories
there. And
maybe when she was like 5.
So, yeah. I feel like if this probably started developing, probably not even that early on. I feel like it's when she started going to La Prepa.
Which is what Mariano always says. That's really changed her. And then another thing that happens is Mariano and Don Ramon, I can't remember his name for a second. Mm-hmm. Don Ramon is like, you need to stop. Like, you need to get over her. Like, why are you even insisting on this? She wasn't good to you, which she wasn't.
Good, yeah. Does Arturo talk to him too or no?
Armando?
Oh my God.
Not I'm in so this sorry. Episode.
But yeah, because no. In the last episode, Armando says that he needs to talk to once he calms down, that he's going to talk to Mariano because he needs to let it go. So I thought that maybe
this was gonna happen.
happened in this episode.
Don Ramon like wakes him up, and Mariano's like, what's going on? Because he's like hungover. Don Ramon looks so mad. He's like so good at looking so mad, but sounding so calm. Like, I was like, damn, that's good. Yeah. He's like,
that's the worst kind of mad.
Yeah, he's like, you caused the scene. You need to get over this. Mariano's like, never. And he's like, why? Just move on and find someone better. And seriously, just do that, Mariano. God. And, I already said this, but this is where I wrote it down, where Don Armando goes to el taller and Joni's there talking with the boss's granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, leaves. She's like, I have to go take the bus. And that's why I was like, how old is she?
You're like,
Don Armando's like, just be careful because she can get you fired. But, like, that's also fucking illegal and gross. Nothing about like,
his aim. Yeah. Like, be careful. She's underage. Like, no.
Yeah, no. He's like, be careful. She can get you fired.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Disgusting. At some point, Profe gives Teresa, Profe's like, your mom will come around. And he gives her, like, this credit card, and Teresa's eyes just light up. She looks at that credit card with more love than to Profe. And Juana's like, no, you can't have that until you're married. But then he's like, no, well, we need it for the wedding planning and stuff. So Mariano is supposed to arrive to the hospital to do some training. And of course, he doesn't show. He's like super late.
He's spiraling.
Yeah. Dr. Edesma's like, well, he better have some good reason. Like,
I was hungover.
He doesn't. Yeah, that's his reason. And so eventually he arrives, and Dr. Ledesma's like, you can't miss things like this, or you can't work with me. Like, Aurora's like, well, you better have a good reason for this, because this was, like, important. And he's like, no, it was about Teresa, with, like, his puppy face. And she's like, she, like, rolls her eyes, like, but then before she tells Mariano anything, her phone rings, and it's Teresa inviting her out to eat. At some point, we see Aida and her friend walking. And in the college, they're like walking down the stairs, and finals. And they're of course, as always, they're talking about Teresa because they can't get over her.
That's all Aida talked about.
Yeah. And so Aida's like, I can't believe Teresa doesn't have to do her finals. And they're like, yeah, what does she have to do that? Like, study. That's what she did. But then she's like, I've been thinking about something Teresa told me. So I'm guessing at some point Teresa told her about how Paulo said their marriage could last like so little, and he could marry her with Aida's money.
Didn't you tell me that she said she told Paulo that, but we don't know when she told Aida that. You're right. Okay. Because then I think it was an episode. Okay.
And so at some point between that and this episode, Teresa tells Aida this.
Okay.
And then her friend's like, oh, stop. Just if you fight or leave Paulo, the one who wins is Teresa. But like, Paulo is not.
The one who loses is Aida, because
if she stays with him. But
yeah.
And so then they see Paulo walking up, and she like runs up to him all desperate. And she's like, bebe, ¿verdad que si me amas? Like,
oh my God,
baby, you do love me, right? You'll love me forever, and we're going to be married for life. And he's just like, why are you asking that? I've given you a ring. What else do you need?
The perfect answer you want to that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, oh no, sorry. I have some things on my mind. Like, ugh. Genoveva and Ruben are doing more shady shit. And
I forgot about them.
Yeah. That's disgusting. All that really happens there. Teresa does at some point give Don Armando money, and at first he doesn't want to accept it. Then he does, and then she's like, you need to leave this job. And it's like, oh, what's he gonna do after? At some point, Esperanza and Teresa are at the hospital together, and then because Teresa's there to talk to Don Armando, then Esperanza leaves because Ruben's gonna pick her up. And so Ruben and her are in the parking garage, just like greeting each other and kissing, and then Teresa's behind a wall, like taking pictures.
Oh my God.
And she gets actual clear pictures this time. And she's good. Like, I can't wait to give these little presents to Aida.
Oh, wow. She learned her lesson from last time and got a better. But she's using a camera this time, or her phone still?
It's her phone, but it's more clear. Then we see Teresa waiting at the restaurant, but she's waiting for Aurora, right? And then Mariano walks up with flowers, and she's like, what are you doing here? Obviously, because he's not supposed to be there. And he's like,
it's like just embarrassing at this point for Mariano.
Yeah, the same old, like, I love you. And She's like, I want nothing to do with you, especially after your little scene. And then he's like, I'm going to stop drinking. And she's like, I don't believe anything you're saying anymore. And then she's like, I don't love you anymore after he's insisting. And then he's like, you're going to regret this, and walks away.
Like, great. Threaten the woman that you supposedly love. Okay. That's a real loving thing to do.
Yeah. And then I think after that, the most important thing that happens is that Aurora gets there, and then she confronts Teresa, and she's like, you had these plans with Profe all along. Why didn't you tell me? I had no idea. And then Teresa just like plays it off. She's like, oh, it just happened. Like, it happened so fast. And then Aurora tells her she's going to pursue Mariano. And then Teresa's like mad about it. And then she's like, you're supposed to be my friend.
Aurora tells her?
Yeah. At this dinner.
Oh.
And Teresa's like, you're supposed to be my friend, and how dare you? And then she's like, why? You're not together anymore. You're marrying someone else. Why does it matter? Teresa's like, it matters because you've always been after him. And you know what? He's never going to love you because he still loves me.
I mean, I would worry about that because obviously he's still not over her. And I mean, I do. Aurora's my favorite, I think, of, you know, all the characters. But it is weird to date your best friend's ex.
Yeah. Really, that's the most important thing. After that, the next most important thing is that Aurora, after this dinner, Aurora goes and tells her dad at the hospital, and she's like sad because Teresa wasn't like accepting of it at all. And so then they leave, and Mariano's looking for him. And then one of the nurses is like, oh, he went to go with his daughter to his car. And so Mariano walks, and this is where he learns that it's his daughter. And director is Aurora, or that Aurora's his daughter.
He didn't know this before, huh?
He didn't, no.
Hmm.
And really, those are the most important things.
Okay. And that is episode 38? No, we watched 38.
And that is a horrible recap of 38 through 41.
The worst we've done yet.
Yeah. So far.
Okay, so I guess that's it, right? We're wrapping up?
Yeah, that is it.
Time for our Teresa quote.
Yes.
All right, people, thanks for tuning in. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.